Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. I'm Paul Gallant. A texter just asked, someone was on a plane from New York to Houston and saw Carmelo in first class. Did you hear anything about it? We heard about it. Stop. It's not happening. He's not coming here now. He might later. He's not coming now. Just got to throw
He's
that out
there. He's probably in Cabo by now, up on the beach.
You'd hope so. Hopefully not being as much of a dork as LeBron James was in classic dad mode out on Twitter earlier. I retweeted that, Echelon says. Check it out. LeBron is insufferable on social media. And it was exactly the same here where he's taking like a selfie of himself, video selfie of himself, not looking at the camera, not saying anything, just staring off to the side of his phone while smoking a cigar. Just the dorkiest stuff you'll ever see, but that's classic LeBron James, who is a weirdo. All right. Look, this Moving story, on. Speaking of weirdos, okay, I understand that Japan is a different country than the United States
of
America.
It most certainly is, Paul.
It has a different culture.
Indeed.
And based off of my understanding of what people see when they go to Japan that are visiting from the United States, when it comes to things that are in the realm of sexuality, it's a different ballgame.
Piqued my interest.
Masayuki Ozaki, he lost the spark in his marriage. Why? Well, his wife gave birth, and they stopped having sex, and he felt a deep sense of loneliness. But now, he started a romance with a rubber sex doll. The ultra-realistic silicone dummy named Mayu shares his bed under the same roof as his wife and teenage daughter, an unusual arrangement that triggered angry rows before the family declared a delicate truce. The man continues to explain his circumstance. My wife was furious when I first brought Mayu, the plastic rubber sex doll, home. These days, she puts up with it reluctantly. When my daughter realized it wasn't a giant Barbie doll, She freaked out and said it was gross. Here's the weirdest part of the story. But now she's old enough to share the sex doll's clothes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He admits to being turned off by human relationships and said during a seaside stroll with his rubber silicone sex doll, who he pushes around publicly in a wheelchair, Japanese women are cold-hearted. They're very selfish. Men want someone to listen to them without grumbling when they get home from work. Though this is a sex doll, this doll cannot listen to you. Perhaps, sir, you need a psychologist, and with all due respect, I would suggest if you want someone to bitch at, that's the best person to bitch at. Yeah, you're paying, but guess what? No one's going to get sick of you bitching at
them. Well, she's not nagging back at you.
She's not. No, because if he does, I mean, he can just force himself upon her, right? I mean, like, it can't be consensual sex either. It's a sex doll.
Oh, goodness.
It's weird. And again, I've heard such strange stories about some of the, things that turn on a fella on the island of Japan, whether it's... Well, I read Brian McDonald about a used panty vending machine. I thought that was just an Orange is the New Black side plot. No, this is apparently
news.
Real. It's an interesting country.
Oh,
and
boy.
You know what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He found happiness with a rubber sex doll.
Well, I'm going to stay overseas. I'm going to go to Canada, our neighbor to the north. Chase Campbell, a 25-year-old from British Columbia, did something really stupid a couple of weeks ago. He jumped his Chevy Blazer onto a ferry.
America.
I kind of played out like Grand Theft Auto come to life. This got him 13 different arrest charges. According to the report, at about 1:30 in the morning, he drove his SUV through a locked gate at the ferry terminal, proceeded up a upper deck loading ramp, smashed his way through several more barriers and locked gates, and then launched his SUV off the loading ramp onto the upper car deck of the ferry. Now, technically he made it, and technically he crashed, because as the ferry was docked at the time, he didn't have far to jump. The end result was his Blazer landing nose down on the upper car deck.
Ah.
He was not injured, but this is where it really gets fun. He returned to dry land and attempted to steal two cars belonging to dock employees, and then ended up, the police arrived, finally arrested him. 13 charges, including impaired driving, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, break and enter, assault of a police officer, this is my favorite, mischief over $5,000, and driving while prohibited.
How impaired was he, though, if he was actually able to land it onto the deck?
This is like Bo Duke, right?
Yeah.
The Duke boys, when they launched the General Lee.
Well, that's those boys about to get themselves in trouble out there.
Oh, that sounds more like the guy from Pet Sematary. Don't go down that road, Lewis. Lewis, don't go down that road. Oh, there. A lot of history down that road. Here is another story for all due respect, and it has to do with the things that'll happen if you post things on social media. I don't
Bad
believe
things can happen.
Oh, they can happen, and especially when you are trying to do something for a reaction, you will get some vitriol sent back your way. I believe that Bruce Springsteen, when he's singing a "Born in the USA," and then a bunch of gibberish afterwards, would not be talking about anything that has to do with this story. A Pennsylvania woman has received death threats after publicly sharing a video of herself onesieing. No, not in a onesie, just going to one town on an American flag. Emily Lance of Philadelphia had a friend film as she urinated onto a flag submerged in her bathroom toilet, using a Go Girl, a device that assists women in urinating while standing up. She captioned the video, which she posted on Facebook and later deleted. F your nationalism, F your country, F your stupid effing flag. In the background, Night Moves by Bob Seger is playing. The video went viral, and people, well, surprisingly, did not handle it well. Death threats. Someone suggested they slit her throat. There was apparently a $3,000 bounty on Craigslist to kill her. So you have all that. But she was angry with the reaction to it. And look, maybe the death threats are a little bit far. But her response on Facebook: freedom of speech and expression means that I'm entitled to do and say as I please, even if you don't like it, so long as I'm not physically hurting someone. And no, your precious feelings don't count. That's your own problem. What don't you people understand? You're celebrating freedom while damning me for doing the same. You can't have it both ways. Freedom or none. Practice what you preach or shut the bleep up. People are wishing illness, harm, and suffering upon me over a piece of fabric. People are willing to murder someone over a flag. It's so sad that people don't realize how brainwashed they are. I'm gross for peeing on a symbol. Look at yourselves. You people epitomize all that is foul. She peed on Facebook.
But you said there's a device to allow women to urinate standing up?
I was fascinated by this, too.
I kind of stopped at that point. Really, I did. Is this a trough? I mean, what is this?
Maybe, you know what? I mean, it can't be the worst idea in the world if you're out in the
public
woods.
Public restrooms?
Well, if you're out in the woods, I mean, isn't that one of the big complaints that ladies have about, like, what we can do and what they can't do, is that we could go wherever, although it's a sex offense if we are caught doing it wherever.
I was more fascinated by the choice of Night Moves by Bob Seger to play in the background, and disappointed that you didn't impersonate Bob Seger during this segment.
Hang on a second. Let me try. I'm thinking.
You got a little background for him, B-Mac?
Did you like to spend a few pounds?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can only do Creed. I can only do Creed or and also the boss got mad at me yesterday when I tried to sing for a little bit. So
did
no,
he?
I can't sing unless it is. No, no. Now you're like daring me.
Crank that up.
Wait
a little
a second.
Bit. Give it a little more.
I need to find the lyrics.
A little too small. Could easily do found.
Oh, a little too tall. Tight pants, holler down. I don't know the words, sorry. Nope. I'm just like every single person that's singing along to a song in the background. I don't know any of the words. Texter says, defacing the flag is against the law.
I believe him. Or her.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Would that, though, lead to murder? Is murder
would probably
warranted
not
here?
Be eye for an eye.
Look, the main thing here is that this gal was mad that people were going after her on social media after she peed on a flag.
But aren't you doing this for some type of reaction if you're going to go to that extreme?
What do you think? Everyone's going to like it? Oh my God, Becky, you're so silly, but edgy at the same time. You're the kind of person that I should add to my cool chick clique. She's also a 9/11 truther, so she is scum.
That's
I actually wouldn't like mind her just going away forever. To Canada. Not to. Deathlands.
How about Japan?
Do you take her out for a nice seafood dinner and then never call her again?
Exactly, Brian McDonald. Exactly. We might have to get back into that conversation a little bit later. 4 o'clock, dive back into the old Houston Astros. Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. That is all due respect every day on the Triple Threat at 3:30.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.